where, like, I thought that wasn't right. And I think it's in my heart. How do I change it? And so I seek God for that change. And wait patiently for it. And wait patiently for it as well. It doesn't mean, I'll tell you what, wait patiently for the, for God is this. God, please give it to me. Oh, you know, I mean, that can be wait. What, this is where you fail in regard to patience. I give up. I guess this is how I'm going to be for the rest of my life. You know, I made some big improvements. It's good. I think I'll just stay like this. I'm content. I'm not godly, but I'm content anyways. Yeah, it's close enough. Fail. He's called us to that fellowship, partnership. We are fellow heirs with him. We are set down with him in his throne. That's the idea. That's where we want to go. Like him, with him. He is the firstborn among many brethren. He will call us brother. That seems almost terrifying. I feel like, Lord, you know, like John the Baptist when he was like, Lord, I need to be baptized by you. You want me to baptize you? It's like, it's freaky, you know. You don't expect him to come up and be like, my brother. You know, we all think, but he's the Son of God, you know. We always think of God, you know, it's funny. Even the priests, you know, they say, my son, right? The Catholic Church, they call it, you know, son. And Jesus, they call no man your father on the earth. Not like that. And then you can call your flesh and blood dad, call him your father. Because he is your father. What it means is don't call some dude who ain't your father, father. Father, be not called, or Rabbi, you know. Verse 10. Now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together, in the same mind, and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I have baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be of none effect. We'll hold there. By the way, he says in verse 10, you know, be of the same mind, you know. Can two walk together except they be agreed, say the Proverbs. You know, can we go, unless we agree on the destination, can we walk together? No, of course not. You know, well, I want to go east. Well, I want to go west. We can't walk together unless we be agreed. And people, and the funny thing is, I love them. I do, but people write me a lot, you know, like, well, yeah, what's the, why you disagree? Or, I don't disagree with you so much as I disagree with you speaking against someone. I'm like, I don't speak, they're like, we all believe in Jesus. We should all get along. Promise, we don't all, look, if any man, John said in the third epistle of John, or second epistle of John, he said, if any man transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ, he's not of God. Okay. So, if we are completely divided on doctrine, we're not of the same mind. And we have no unity. Paul lived in a time when he had gone out. Jesus was crucified in his lifetime. You know? The men who knew Jesus Christ were alive. They were going out and preaching the gospel to people. People were believing it, and it was all new. And they had one message. And then when the division started coming, it was like something they had to deal with that was coming up out of unity. Today we have the fruit of, you know, of 1,800 years of absolute, or 1,900 years or so after the apostles, of a complete breakdown, and it's totally divided, all these different doctrines, and none of them are of God. As far as in the main branches of, like, the denominations are all of the devil. They're not of God. You know, the Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, the Baptist Church, the Presbyterian, it's all of Satan. It's all his work. Because they transgress the doctrine of Christ. Because of their traditions. And that's the thing, their religions are traditions. There'll never be a tradition that follows after me. I know. But again, they're, you know, just like the apostles. People claim the traditions of the apostles. But God has given me his spirit. I know, because it was by power. And I have a great confidence to say that those guys on TV and stuff, they're not of God. They transgress the doctrine of Christ. Well, Paul, we should, you know, well, what do you mean? We all believe in Jesus, but they don't, if they don't have the doctrine of Christ, then they don't have the Christ. They've got some other Jesus. Look at, they don't know Jesus. They didn't walk with him. They haven't seen him. Right? If you don't do right and don't do good, then you haven't seen God. You can't claim you saw Jesus. So, you have to go by the doctrine by these guys taught. You know, the apostles. These people are going by what their denominations teach them. God could not allow that to be correct. It would transgress the doctrine of Christ.